also worship you and pray together. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us into your truth. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, the past few days, Pastor Sam has been talking to us a lot about dying. You know, on Sunday, he talked about third line Christianity and how it's about dying to ourselves and, you know, we believe in the gospel enough to, what was it? We believe in the gospel enough to, I forget the line that he used, but basically it is like to die to ourselves and to give our lives to it, something like that. We believe in the gospel enough to give our lives to it. And if you've been coming out to early morning prayer the past few days, he's been kind of looking at different passages about dying to yourself and giving up your life to God. And to be honest, when I was listening to these talks, I didn't really like it, you know, because it's hard to listen to, I guess, that reminder that we need to die to ourselves. And I was feeling like, oh, you know, like, all this pressure now to die to myself, and like I felt like I wasn't good enough, you know, like I need to do more, like as a Christian and all that stuff. But then when I was preparing last night for this message, I felt like God was leading me to kind of continue talking about dying to ourselves. So here we go. So when I was reading this passage a few days ago, 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, God really reminded me that, you know, love is more than just a feeling. You know, it's more than just like a romantic feeling that we have, like the warm feeling that we have in our hearts. He says, by this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. So when God manifested his love to us, you know, it wasn't just that he had these good, nice, warm feelings for us. You know, I believe that he also has this passionate, like, feeling of love, this warm feeling when he looks at each one of us. He feels that kind of love, that kind of passion, that kind of, you know, that not a romantic feeling, but a feeling, like an emotional response to each of us because he loves us. But his love was not manifested through that kind of a emotional response, right? It was manifested in what he did, right? He actually gave his only begotten Son to us, and Jesus Christ manifesting his love for us, he actually gave his own life for us, right? He died upon the cross. You know, in verse 10, it says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That word propitiation, propitiate, I looked in the dictionary yesterday, it means to win or regain the favor of someone or something, right? So we're regaining the favor of God, or we're winning the favor of God because of what Jesus Christ did. Because, you know, before, because of our sin, we didn't have his mercy and favor. But now, because Jesus Christ paid the price for us, now we have the favor again. So in that was God's love manifested to us, right? It's not just a feeling of like, oh, I love this child of mine and I have all these warm and nice feelings for this person. No, it was manifested to us through him, you know, going on the cross and dying and giving up his life for us. And in the same way, for us, you know, when we respond to God, you know, the greatest commandment that God wants us to fulfill is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's not just let's have these nice feelings about God when we come to him, when we pray, or when we sing these songs. You know, that, you know, we all know that nice feeling that we get in our hearts, that warm feeling, that good feeling that we have when we come to before God and we sing these songs. But I believe what God... I believe that true love is more than just having a nice feeling, a warm feeling in our stomach when we come into God's presence. You know, I heard a story once about this guy. He was married to his wife, but he stopped feeling any kind of emotion for his wife. So he's going to his pastor for counsel, and he's saying, you know, pastor, I am not being honest to my feelings. You know, I cannot stay with my wife because I just don't have that feeling anymore. And I'll be a very dishonest person if I were to commit and stay in this marriage because I don't feel anything for her. And the pastor wisely counseled him and said, you know, imagine when you are a little baby, like 1 year old, and it was 3 a.m. in the morning, and you woke up because you were hungry or because you're uncomfortable, and you started crying and making a big fuss, and your mom, 3 a.m., hears you and wakes up. Do you think she felt this emotional, like, love and joy to come and take care of you, to feed you or to rock you and put you back to sleep? And he was like, no, I don't think she had that kind of feeling. Then the pastor said, then your mom was being dishonest to her feelings. And should she not have done that kind of thing? And that's the thing, right? When we talk about love, it's not just like, let's have this emotional feeling and response. Obviously in marriage, but also when we talk about God, I feel like it should be more than just a feeling and emotion. Also, you know, when we talk about dying to ourselves, I think it's a hard topic. It's like, oh man, I don't want to have to think about, man, what do I have to give up and what do I have to die to really live for God. But I mean, Pastor Sam has been stressing this too, but it is because God is so good to us, right, that we can bring ourselves to say, yeah, we need to give up our own lives and live for God. You know, and God's love was demonstrated in the fact that he died for us, right? He doesn't have to do anything else, anything more to prove that he really loves us and that he really wants the best for us because, you know, he did the ultimate act of love. He really, you know, came and gave his life for us. And it's out of knowing that he is a good God, out of knowing that his love for us is so amazing that we can bring ourselves to say, you know what, God, you're good enough and you love us so much that we can willingly come and say we will give up our lives for you and we will die for you. I want to look at another passage in John chapter 13. Verse 37 to 38. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you? Let's go to verse 36. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow later. And Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a cock shall not crow until you deny me three times. We all know this passage, right? Peter, in his zeal for the Lord, Jesus Christ, and he loves Jesus, right? He's been following Jesus for 3 years, and he's in love with Jesus. So he says boldly to Jesus, hey, you know what? I will lay down my life for you, Jesus. I will give up my life for you. But Jesus knows better. He knows what's going to happen to Peter when Jesus is actually captured by the Roman guards and sent to the cross. He knows that Peter, out of fear, will deny him three times. So Jesus says, hey, will you truly lay down your life for me? I say to you, you know, that you will deny me three times. What I want to say to us today is, you know, after PSAM's message on Sunday, or just in our own Christian walk with God, we might have made that prayer as well. You know, like, Lord, I will lay down my life for you. I will give up my life for you. I will die to myself and really live for you. But sometimes when we make those statements and we make those claims before God, we still fail. You know, we still find ourselves really being selfish and not being truly, dying to ourselves every single day and whatnot. But Jesus knows our hearts, right? Sincere love is not the same as mature love. So mature love is like we're really strong and we really have grown in our faith, that when we make these claims and say, God, I will do this for you and do that for you, you know, we follow through with it. But just because, I mean, we can be sincere when we make these claims and say, Lord, I'm going to give up my life for you and I'm going to live for you. But because of our weakness, we sometimes fail. But that doesn't mean that our love is not genuine. So, you know, when we come before God and maybe after the Sunday or during the EMP, you've made that claim in your heart and said, God, I want to live for you and I'm going to live my life for you. But we find ourselves during the week and in our workplace, we just fail. Let it not discourage you, but, you know that God sees your heart and he sees that you are sincere when you make these claims and say, God, I'm going to live my life for you. You know, I believe in the gospel enough. I'm going to be a third line Christian. I'm going to step over that line. And when we find ourselves failing, know that Jesus already probably knew how you were going to fail. And he sees your heart. He sees the sincerity of your heart. And he doesn't call your love fake or false love. He sees that your love is genuine when you make these claims. And just an encouragement, right? That, yeah, you know, when we sing these songs of love to God, and when God tells us, commands us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, he really is talking about, you know, laying down our lives for him. He's not just talking about, come to me and sing these songs and feel good in your heart, but come and lay down your life for me. That's the kind of love that he is talking about. So let's close our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to come and just speak to us and encourage us and challenge us today. For our group prayer focus, let's lift up our church. Pray for all the leaders of the church, Pastor Sam, Pastor Sam Kim, the advisory board. We pray for the worship team and the IP team and the welcoming team. Yeah, let's pray for all the ministries. And also, let's lift up our building search. We're looking for a new sanctuary, and we're asking the Lord to provide for us. So let's just pray. Let's just cover our church. And also, let's pray for our church members that are going through a tough time. If you know of anybody that's, you know, going through a tough time, let's call them by name and ask the Lord to really bless them and be with them and be their help in this time of need. So let's just lift up our church, and then we'll close. Thank you.
thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you just that we can come. We thank you for your love, for your amazing love that you show us and bestow upon us. We lift up our church, God. May we be a church that loves you, you know, that really honors you in all that we do, and you know, loves you, right? Not just with words and feelings, God, but Lord, with our deeds and actions. And God, lead us, God, teach us how to do that. Be with our leaders as they lead us, and all our different ministries. We lift up our building, God. We ask you that you will help us to find the most perfect place for us to move into, God, and also that you will provide for us, God. And we lift up just the members of our church that are going through a tough time. God, we want to stand in the gap, and we want to help them as they pray and as they also, you know, fight the battle and struggle. I pray, God, that you will come and strengthen them and encourage them today and this week. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, bless you guys. Have a good day.